Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. It's day 25 of Birthday Letter Month, and counting today, there are now only 6 days left in which to write your Letter Month letter. Have we heard from you yet? If you caught my Manager's Desk program the past 2 days, you might have some feedback for us regarding our airing of Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll. I've had some feedback, as you might expect, regarding Insight for Living's decision not to purchase airtime on WRVM as of next Monday, the 29th. We heard from Jane, who listens to the translator at 100.7 in Manitowoc and Two Rivers. It was sad to hear the Manager's Desk yesterday and learn that Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living would not be available on WRVM. Then this morning, it was disappointing to hear that Insight for Living would be heard at the 5 a.m. time, when most people aren't awake to listen. It would be nice to have Insight for Living aired when more of us are awake. It truly is a disappointment. And Marge emailed saying, "Dear WRVM, your radio station is on from early morning till late at night. This morning, upon wakening at 4 o'clock, I was very saddened to hear that Chuck Swindoll at 7:30 p.m. will be taken off the air next Monday. Usually I'm not up at 5 a.m. to listen to him, but every evening I tune in at 7 to David Jeremiah, followed by Chuck Swindoll. Please do not take him off the air. Please hear the voice of one of your supporters." Well, we are listening to your feedback, and we'll make the best decision we can based on that feedback, and we appreciate your prayers that God would direct our decision-making. Past letter months have indicated that the 5 a.m. airing is the one most listened to, and thus we chose to keep that airing on the air. Which airing do you listen to, 5 a.m. or 7:30 p.m.? At 7:30 p.m., our plan right now is to bring back the program Focal Point with Bible teacher Mike Fabares. His program used to air mid-afternoons here on WRVM. Well, your support becomes all the more important because of this change, which will see our annual income from programs reduced by $30,000. $30,000 not easily replaced. Most years, that's the difference between finishing the year with all the bills paid or finishing the year in the red. So pray for God's provision. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. You can email us, wrvm@wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.